Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and after they have honored the retirement of longtime county employees, Deputy Coroner Roy Horton and Assistant County Administrative Officer Cheryl Dillingham, they'll get to the rest of the agenda. Horton retires after 21 years. He began his career as a deputy coroner in 1996. Dillingham steps down after 30 years with county administration. She began as an accounting clerk in 1987. The supervisors are then expected to lift an emergency declaration that was made in December following a major storm and institute another emergency declaration following the storm from last week. County roads and infrastructure were hit hard, and the newest emergency declaration will allow the county the chance to submit an application to the state for relief. The board will also finalize appointments to various boards and commissions, and they will hear a special presentation regarding taxman John Bartholomew. He has been named as the president and chief executive officer of the California Association of County Treasurers and Tax Collectors for the upcoming year. Representatives from the organization will appear before the board to present Bartholomew with his gavel. The board will also hear a presentation from CAO Amy Nielsen regarding the upcoming community budget meeting schedule for the year, as well as a five-year budget outlook that shows the county could face a $5 million deficit by 2022. Nielsen will also make a presentation about the impacts that the statewide plastic bag ban at local retail outlets has had on business. The supervisors are expected to approve a grant agreement from County Health with the State Department of Public Health for a prescription drug overdose grant of $100,000. An average of 35 county residents die from prescription drug overdose each year, with thousands more across the state. And the board could also make a key decision today after they discuss the appointment of a North Coast representative to the Coastal Commission. The board has about 30 days left before they must submit a candidate to Governor Brown. Three Humboldt County men were part of a 15-member rafting party who were rafting on the South Fork of the Eel River on Sunday when their trip turned into an overnight ordeal after their raft became stuck in the rocks. There was not enough room in the other rafts for Riley Barrett of Burnt Ranch, Josh Strange of Hoopa, and Aaron David of Arcata, and the group decided the other 12 would continue the trip and go for help while the trio remained on a large rock. Rescue would be delayed. The riverbank was too steep for the men to climb, and by the time the others had contacted the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, it was too late in the day to launch a rescue. Barrett, Strange, and David remained on the rock in the river overnight Sunday into Monday morning, and while a helicopter was en route, the Sheriff's Office learned that the men had managed to free the raft and float to Big Bend Lodge, their destination. All three men were in good health, and there were no other injuries reported. The National Weather Service has issued a high wind and high surf advisory as another rainstorm moves through the region. The forecast is for gusts up to 45 miles per hour along the coast and higher at headlands. Heavy rain is forecasted for tomorrow, and combined with increasing surf will cause localized flooding to low-lying areas. The rain is expected through Friday and will only add to the road issues that force the Board of Supervisors to declare a local emergency. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Talk to any fire officer in the county or the region and ask them about the challenges of dealing with fires in a wide variety of structures, historical construction, drastic remodels from single-family to multi-unit, materials used a century ago to modern buildings, and be prepared for a master's class. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie spoke about the difficulties his department faced in battling the New Year fire at the old ice plant on the Eureka waterfront. Gillespie said that the materials used to construct the building affected the tactics, and those same materials turned the suppression efforts into a days-long affair.
The walls that had caught on fire gave us tremendous difficulty over the week that followed because all the insulation was redwood bark. Just keeps smoldering and smoldering, and literally until we got all of those walls that had been in the fire pulled apart with an excavator, we were down there pretty much rotating crews on 2-hour basis the whole time.
Gillespie said that the type of building, the materials used to build it, its location, and a dozen other factors all dictate how he will direct suppression.
a well-established fire going in something commercial, you typically go to larger hose lines and larger, you know, the deck gun on an engine. You're going with more water because you got, it takes, you know, gallons per minute, it takes GPM to put down BTUs. And, you know, with the fuel load, that'll dictate a lot of our tactics.
You can listen to Fire Chief Bill Gillespie talk firefighting on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.